KO4CEX.
KO4CEX.
Good morning, Andrew. What you doing out now?
My way to class. I decided not to go to work, so I just stayed home, waited till about 10 to 8, and then I finally left.
Good for you. I didn't know you were going in late today.
We normally start till 8:30. Usually I go on in to work, do the meeting, you know, make sure everything's going good, and then I walk out of the door with enough time to make it to class.
Well, you got to give your speech about what the class meant to you.
That'll be coming up in about 2 months, I believe. So we'll have another team's meeting after this. And then I think we meet back up and talk about how it changed our life and improved our management skills.
The excitement in your voice.
I'm truly excited.
KB2HXS. Gentlemen, good morning. I'm on my way to my first stop today. Yippee. Somebody's out there working. Well, there's the cost of all the materials now I gotta pass off to the customer, and they're not liking it. Dealing with that for months now.
It's everywhere now. Groceries, everything.
Andrew.
Advisor at BMW.
Oh, okay, I did not know that. Yeah, I'm an AC and heating guy, and for instance, today I got to put a coil in for some folks, and I'm trying to salvage the system. But I mean, my God, I gotta put freon back in. It's $500 a tank, a 25-pound tank. I'm only going to use 9 pounds of it, but yikes! There's a big price hike in that this year. R10, R22, we don't want to be, I didn't want to go near that. That's $1,500 a jug for a 30-pound tank. $1,500. Like, no thank you. Same with the new ACE refrigerant for automotive, the R1234YZ or whatever it is. That's R134A. 34A, there's a new one out. 1234YZ, or I believe it's YF. Hear about Chad?
Please.
Yeah, jump in the conversation here. I did not hear about the new automotive freon. Since about 2015, but they've just started using it heavily in the last 4 years, so it's just starting to make its way out into the aftermarket. That is interesting. Interesting. I did not know that. Wow. Well, I don't do a lot of automotive stuff anyway. Somebody else pick it up.
KO4NUE here. Easily, and sitting here at the red light trying to get out of this. I avoided all the traffic on 85 to get to Gary's house, and then now I got on 123, and it's just awful.
Look out for a minute. I'm going to get some gas and get to my customer's house. You have a great day, you too. KB2HXS and the group will be out of here. Hey, talk to you later. KO4HK.
KO4CEF.
How are you, sir?
All right, pulling into the training department parking lot this morning, so getting ready to head on in here and go to class.
Do you hear all that excitement in his voice?
I was thinking about commenting on it, and I said, well, I better not. He's pretty excited.
Yeah, man, I was chomping at the bit this morning, ready to get in here.
Did he even lay in bed longer so he'd be well rested to go?
Here's what's going to happen next, and I only know this because I've been there before. He's going to pull the car up in the parking spot, then he's going to sit there for a minute. If he's got a cup of coffee, he's going to probably take the last swallow of that cup of coffee and go, man, let me just go ahead and get this over with. Let me just do what I got to do. Am I right?
That's accurate. And with that, I do need to head on in because the class starts at 8:30. So I just took my last swallow of coffee, and now I'm going to head on in. So that is absolutely correct. So, gentlemen, y'all have a good one. 7-3's to you. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's final.
You have the best day you can, but KO4NUE, I'll be clear with you, sir.
7-3, Chad, or Andrew, don't have too much fun in there now. You're taking your father-in-law, I believe it is, or your stepdad, down to the Shaw Air Force Base?
Yeah, roger that. He's old Air Force guy, and he's lost his vision. Doctors won't let him drive anymore. It's more for my mother than it is him. They have been cooped up in the house because he can't drive. They have been cooped up in the house, so I went by the other day to check on them. Mom's had knee surgery, and then COVID hit. So she's, you know, they've had all their shots and boosters and all, but they're afraid to get out, you know. So they stay cooped up in the house all the time. Don't ever go anywhere. And then when he lost his driver's license, it's just, you know, now he's stuck at home with Mom. You know where this is headed, right?
I know exactly where that's headed.
I was talking to Mom and the other day on the phone, and I could just tell something wasn't right in her voice. I hung up the phone. I said, I think I need to make a surprise visit and go over there and see, you know, see kind of what's going on. So when I came in, Fred was sitting at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee, and Mom had just got up. She was sitting there reading her devotion, and I don't know what she was reading, but she was reading verses out of the Bible to him, not in a way of just reading any random verse. She had picked certain verses out, you know, about what a husband's supposed to be. So when I walked in the door, Fred was literally growling at her like a dog. So I just said, okay, I'll be here Friday morning, and we're just going to separate you two for the day.
Yeah, I have been there. My mom and my stepdad used to do the same thing, but not with the Bible verses, but with obscenities. So it was something else.
Yeah, well, it's not, they're not that bad, but they're, you know, about ready to pull hair out, you know, pull each other's hair out. Bad enough when you pull your own hair out, but when you pull hair out of your mate, it's time for a break.
Oh, roger that. And then when you got no driver's license and you can't see, so you're kind of stuck, you depend on somebody else to come by. So, yeah, I'm good on you for going by and relieving that stressful situation.
Listen, I'm not making fun, okay? It's just what I saw, okay? But he's pretty much lost, you know, most of his vision, so he can't. And can't hear either, by the way. Let me throw that in there too. So he's got hearing aids that don't, you know, they don't work for him. So this is the wrong word to use here, but he targets where the sound is coming from because he can't see, just shadows, and can kind of hear muffledy muff. So when he looks at something, he's just a little bit off, you know, because he can't exactly zone in on sound or sight either. So, and when I saw him doing that, he looked like a old lion out in the Africa that had been injured and mad. I'm not laughing at the man. I'm just saying he's doing the best with what he's got. And boy, he was not happy.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's a heck of a picture you just painted in my head. Yeah, an old man that's backed in the corner and doing the best he can. Yeah, that's not a good situation.
And the female lion is about 3 feet away from him, got her claws stuck out, you know, claws fully extended, and just, you know, kind of swatting at him 3 feet away, not really touching him, but just, you know, picking at it just a little bit.
You be careful walking in there. You might be innocent bystander in that one.
I can shut them both down in a heartbeat. I don't, you know, it's going to be 2 hours of, you know, down to Shaw, 2 hours of your mama this and your mama that, your mama this and your mama that. And I've got it, you know, I've got this whole little speech planned out just like I do every other time that this happens. It's just, you know, let him vent. Just, you got to give him 30, 40 minutes just to get it all out. And then when he gets it out, I just look at him and say, well, you married her.
I'm sure that starts it all over again, too.
But that's all part of it, you know. Then you jump on me a little bit. So by the end of the day, you know, around lunchtime, we'll go eat Chinese because he likes to eat Chinese food. We'll by the end of the day, he will have vented enough to where he's, you know, turns back into a little kitty cat, and he's, you know, nice and refreshed. But it'll take me all day to, you know, to listen to it. And, you know, that's the bad part. As you know, oh man, it's gonna be a bad day for me. But it is what it is.
After the net last night, are you sure it's him that's wanting to go to Chinese or you?
Well, you know, I can persuade a little bit. And I am driving. But, no, he likes Chinese. He does. He's, you know, I'd take him where he wants to go. But he does like Chinese. So, it's just a plus for me, I guess.
Tommy?
And KO4WWZ. So what he doesn't realize is going to happen today is on the way to Shaw, you got to go. See, we're real competitive about the armed services. You know, he's Air Force guy, I'm Army guy. So we give each other, you know, a whole bunch of crap all the time. And it's bad, you know, but it's a joke, and, you know, we do it to pick at one another. So what he doesn't realize is going to happen today is, in order to get to Shaw, we got to get pretty close to Fort Jackson. So we're going to make a trip into Fort Jackson first. Then we're going to go to Shaw. And there ain't nothing he can do about it.
If you're the passenger, there's nothing you can do about it. So, yeah. Well, go ahead, Chandler.
Patrick, good morning, Chad. Doing good. I just got back from my morning bush run.
Well, good deal. Did you get to see the sun come up this morning?
Sure, and it was beautiful as always.
Brought you back at home?
Sure, I'm still here at the office. I don't go home until 4:30 this afternoon.
It's time. When's the next duty session?
Be around 10:30 for a midday run.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here in about 10-15 minutes. When the radio dies down, Chandler's going to kick that seat back on that car, and I believe them eyelids are going to shut just for a little bit. Am I right?
Not really. I I don't really take naps unless I'm just really worn out.
Roger that then. All right, so Patrick, if you're still in there, at the Kill 4 NUE, we're going to stop by Fort Jackson, go by clothing and sales, and kind of see what they got there. We both got ID cards so we can get into place. I need to get some stuff to go with my radio bags. We got some pretty neat carry bags in there you can buy or whatnot. So probably get some of that. I need to get my hands on another compass. Mine's acting up a little bit. So Shaw doesn't have all that. Just got a little, you know, they got fighter jets down there. So they got just a little old, you know, an exchange. It's not a commissary RPX. It's called an exchange. Little bitty one because of, you know, aircraft. They just get an airplane. They just fly to another base. They want to go to a bigger, you know, exchange.
Well, I was thinking if you wanted to get your stepdad there, go outside and with the sign that says Fort Jackson and take a picture with it, and that way you can have it blowed up. You can put it in there on his desk or whatever for everybody to see.
No. I got a cousin that's a drill sergeant down here. We're going to go visit with him. He's going to have a good day today.
So you're already thinking the same way I am.
Your problem, Patrick, is you ain't evil enough.
Blowing plumb out of the water, I wanted him to have some kind of comeback.
How's he not been listening in on this conversation, right, Chad?
Negative. No way. He's not listening in. But, oh my gosh, yeah. But anyway, he's got a fun-filled day. And he just doesn't know it yet, but I can't wait till we get there. Over.
You're taking him. It sounds like y'all got a good day planned, and sounds like he really needs it. Some time away.
Yeah, like I said, he was literally growling at her. And I just thought, oh, my goodness, what is going on here? So, I think we'll get it under control today.
We'll let you take him home this evening, so maybe he will let you do that, KO4HKX.
Yeah, roger that. Well, listen, I am probably about a mile from picking him up. So I need a few minutes. I need just a few minutes to myself so I can, get my game face on and everything else that comes with that. So it's going to be, you know, go in the door and they're both going to be, you know, probably growling at each other already. So it'll take me, you know, you'd think that, you know, get out the door, go, 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 hurry up, get out the door so I can have some peace today, but it's not going to be that way. It's going to be, you know, how many times can I growl at you before you get out the door? And that usually takes me a little bit, but I got it figured out, but I need a few minutes. KO4 NUE, 73s, I'll be clear on y'all's final.
He's Chad, and just so you know, I hung around and talked to Robin last night till after 9 o'clock and had good conversation with him, enjoyed it. So you have a good trip, enjoy your time with your stepdad there, and stay safe, KO4HKX. And Chandler, I'm going to step out also, so I'll say 73 to you now too, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Be Chad, 73 to you, and make sure you let me know how that trip goes, because I would like to visit Fort Jackson someday myself. And make sure you take some videos of your cousin, the drill sergeant, meeting up with your company today, because I think that would be funny to watch. I'm going to go ahead and sign off myself. I'm going to go in the office and spend some time with my coworkers. You stay safe, 73s. And 73s, Patrick, you stay safe as well. God bless you and thank you for the Jesus.
DJW Mobile. Okay, Mobile. Morning, Dave.
Making my weekly run to the transfer station. Are you ready to ready to work through this day and call it a weekend?
Yesterday. So, yep, headed that way.
Get some little stuff cleaned up so I can focus on the big stuff. Get the little stuff out of the way early in the morning so I can focus on the big stuff during the day.
Could have run a load this morning also to the transfer station, or the dump as we always called it. But time got away from me, and I realized I probably should get going straight to work. It's not that far out of the way, but it's just loading it up and refilling the bins with the trash bags. Takes a little more time than I had this morning.
In it right now, I was waiting on Amy to get ready to leave. So I always tell her goodbye when she leaves, and I had like 30 minutes. And nothing to do. So I decided, okay, let's get up all the trash and refill all the trash containers with bags. And by the time I get all that done and get it all put in the back of the truck, she'll be ready to go. Worked out perfect. Did all that, knocked it out, filled in that gap in time, and she was leaving at the same time I was leaving.
Sounds like the plan worked. I was going to tell you, that little tuner I bought, I downloaded some directions for it, and I think you'll find this funny. I downloaded the little manual. It's about 15 pages long. And on the first or second page, it said, make sure you read the manual, but if you're not a manual reader, follow these steps and you'll be fine. So I just kind of glanced down through them, but I thought, well, I'm going to read the manual, so I'm not going to do that. So I read the manual. And then I couldn't get that thing to, sometimes I felt like it worked, and other times I'd be back on the same band, and I would think, what's going on here? It doesn't seem to be doing the same thing. Must be an issue with it. Now, I've got an automatic tuner on my Yaesu, so I've never dealt with a manual tuner before. So then I went back and read the points that it said, if you don't read the manual, read these. And lo and behold, it told me exactly how to do it. And it made a lot of sense.
When you used it?
It works every time, just like it should. But I would have thought that the reading through the manual would have told me, but it left out a couple of things inside the, you know, further back in the manual that it suggested or said to do in the little read this if you're not going to read the manual points.
Yeah, it's best to read the whole thing. You're absolutely right. But another thing is, as time goes on, days change, propagation changes, humidity changes, temperature changes. You can make it remember places so that it just goes chink, chink, and it's right back there. It doesn't have to do the rattling of all of the relays that it has in there to find a good match. And then one day that's not going to work. And that's because the humidity went up or temperature went down or the wire stretched a little bit while it was stretched out between the trees because a storm came up and made the trees blow real hard. There's just a whole bunch of variables that can make that thing no longer remember the one that used to be good but no longer good enough.
Something to it. What the main thing that I didn't realize was making sure the power was down, which I haven't done a lot of talking on that radio. I made a few contacts, but make sure the power was down and also make sure to turn it to either a digital or the CW mode. It didn't say that in the instructions when you read the whole manual. It only said it in the, if you read the manual, if you don't read the manual, make sure you read these points. So once I figured that out, because my automatic tuner on the Yaesu just does it automatically. Whenever I change bands, it doesn't matter, which is really nice. And I set the Yaesu up to kind of compare, and the receive on the Yaesu, well, they're both Yaesus. The receive on my old 757 is so much better, so much more sensitive. I've just been using that for HF and keeping the other one for VHF, UHF.
Single sideband, there's nothing, no audio to tune to. You got to whistle in the mic or something like that. Putting it in CW mode or VIDI or something like that makes it a whole lot easier. And you got to remember to turn that power down. You don't want to mess it up by being way off with high power at the same time. You can be way off with low power. You can be on the mark with high power, but you can't be high power and way off at the same time. That's where something's going to break.
Ethan, I think in the back of my mind I knew that. I would forget. Oh, shoot, I need to go back and adjust the power down. If I just, you know, made contact on one band, then I'd switch to the other band, and then I'd forget to turn it back down to do all that. But it's a great little radio. I'm enjoying it. But like I said, that Yaesu is so much more sensitive. And I think the audio on the old microphone is even better than older radio.
It's better or worse on the older radio? 8% out of Beacon right when you said that.
Better. I've compared both of them listening, you know, with headphones. I'll transmit on one at very, very low power and listen on the other one. And that Yaesu the 757 microphone, they're both Yaesus, I keep saying that. The 757 microphone is just, it sounds so much better. It gives such a better, more resonant sound.
Backing in to unload. It was an empty spot when I got here. Tuesdays are not the day to go. Thursdays and Fridays, wide open. Anyway, I'll be back in just a few minutes. W4DJW.
All right, Dave, you better take advantage of that. N4ZLK Mobile.
JW Mobile. That was a lot quicker than I expected it to be. When I got there was an open slot. I just went right to it. And then I unloaded there and then drove up to the cardboard place and put the cardboard in the slot and drove off. That's pretty efficient up there, the way they've got it set up. Unless you go on the wrong day, at the wrong time on the wrong day, which is Tuesday because they're closed on Monday, kind of like barbershops because they're open on Saturday. So they have to have another day off themselves. But, that was easy enough. Now it's pressure washing concrete for the rest of the day.
The one near me is near Table Rock, and it's open 6 days a week. They tried closing another day, and I don't know if they had too many complaints about it, but it's only closed on Sundays and major holidays, and it's never busy, especially compared to that one in Simpsonville on the west side of, or south side of Simpsonville when I lived there on the other side of 385. We lived there 17 years, and when we first started going, you pull in, you might have to wait 5 minutes on a Saturday. By the time we left there, you could wait 45 minutes or longer in a line way down the road.
Queer Valley, is that the name of that? I've been over to that one before. I'm just thinking about what's over in that area. That's the only one I knew of.
That is Greenville County. It's off Farr's Bridge. The one I go to now is down 11 behind Aunt Sue's. It's right behind it.
That one. But this one used to be a landfill, or used to be called it a dump, and you take it there, and they had mountains of garbage all over the place. And then they cleaned all of that up and made it a transfer station. That's why I call it the transfer station instead of the dump, because now everything goes into a container, and then a truck picks up the container and hauls it off, so they don't leave it there anymore like they used to.
When I was a kid, we lived out there near Blackberry Valley one, and it was a big dump too, big landfill. Now they've covered it up. It's just a transfer station, and I think there's houses built on part of it now.
Just down there at the Mesa Center down, they closed Greenville's up, one below, or down there going toward Donaldson Center, or just south on 14 or 101, I can't remember which one it is. I think it's 101. Anyway, going down there where the practice soccer, They built the new RC field on top of there, and there's these pipes coming up out of the ground to vent the methane so they don't get an underground explosion. That's kind of creepy when you're driving through there.
No wonder they don't have little flames burning all the time, just keep them burning off.
Light them off every now and then. I don't know if there's enough for that to maintain a flame, but that's what they're out there for. And there's some not too far from where our planes are. Go by there with a match on the wingtip, flying knife edge, and strike it off when you go across it. That would be a challenge.
Learn as the technology and sciences, you know, as they do these things, they learn what they need to do. So I haven't seen the pipes sticking out of the ground at one yet, but I have them over at Blackberry Valley. I don't go over there. I drove through there the other day and said, I remember coming here as a kid, but it sure definitely looks different.
Well, down there at Greenville, I went up really high with the multi-rotor, 400 feet, and did a real slow turn. Took 46 pictures, turning the gimbal down and out and up, and then rotate an angle and go down, out, and up, and then stitched all those together like you're inside a ball, and you can just see rolling hills all over the place. I don't know if the Mesa Center, that's where they have soccer matches and soccer games and stuff like that. I don't know if that's built on part of it or not, but they've got a bunch of wide open area out there, and I guess those were mounds, so that's what turned into the rolling hills, was the mounds of garbage.
Want to dig down in there too deep. Anyway, Dave, good to hear you this morning. I'm pulling in. I'm sure I'll talk to you again. If not, have a great weekend and enjoy the day pressure washing. W4DJW and 4ZLK.
All right, Shane, good talking to you. Yeah, don't work too hard and enjoy your weekend. N4ZLK, W4DJW Mobile.
KO4HX73, Shane.
Good morning, Patrick. You are exceptionally clear and loud, strong signal this morning.
Hey, station this morning.
Well, it's doing a good job bouncing off that iron in that mountain on the other side. It's been going past, coming back past you, because it sounds like you're sitting in the truck with me.
Here, I'm running 15 watts on it right now, so it's good to hear that I'm finally making it into the repeater reliably.
I got far from it. It's just the dirt that's between you, I guess, is the only impediment. So once you get around that, you don't have to run much power.
I'm not far from it. Google Earth shows I'm like 8 miles from it, 8.5, something like that. But overall, no, it's just a lot of dirt between me and it.
It being those electrons focused on the right spot on the other side. So it's like my dog. When I'm walking by sometimes, I look in the mirror and I see her looking at me through the mirror. And then I turn around and look at her directly and she'll turn and look at me directly. Why are you looking at me through the mirror? That's kind of like with your RF. You're looking at the repeater through the mirror.
Morning, guys. N4DJC.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Jerry.
Good this morning. Whatever it's doing is working good.
Complaints about that is just trying to understand more about it more than anything, I guess, for me, is what it is.
Exceptionally quiet. I know I'm up and down hills, so repeaters coming and going, and Shane's doing the same thing, so you get used to hearing a little bit of scratchiness every now and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and they're solid as a rock. That sounds good.
Whether I am this morning or not, I'm running about 5 watts, so I don't know if it's very noisy on this. It's not noisy on this end at all today, from the folks I've been hearing, but sometimes I don't know whether I've got something on this end that's getting out or not. I don't think so. I'm running off the battery now instead of the power supply.
Me and Greer.
Yeah, you're rock solid here, too. I mean, no noise at all.
I mean, I don't have any water tangled up in, I guess. Dave, you'd be interested. I'm running one of these BioVeno lithium, I think they call it phosphate, batteries. 4.5 amps. Says 12 volts, it's running about 13.4 into the radio. It's finding a good clean signal. And I think this thing lasts about 9 or 10 hours. I'm going to try it instead of one of the switching power supplies, try to keep it a little quieter.
Or lithium polymer, or what kind of lithium battery is it?
I think they're kind of lithium phosphate. It may be iron phosphate, but they're made in California. They make a bunch of different batteries. They make chargers and solar chargers and that sort of thing, too. And they got a good reputation for building a real quality product. They got all the circuit protections in them, the PCMs, and it's got a... This has got like a one of those round type connectors you can use for their output. You can charge it, or it's also got the power pole connector. That's what I'm using on my 705 now.
Lithium iron phosphate, K4CH1.
I am destinated. Keith, send me a link to those that he's talking about. I'm very interested in new battery technology. Or Jerry, send me a link. I'm good on QRZ. My email.
It's pretty interesting. They're not cheap, but they're good batteries, and they build them in California, so for whatever that means. But the nice thing about them is they got a long wait before the voltage drops off. They're not like some of the standard batteries, and they got everything built in as far as their circuit protections. So I really like that for especially an expensive radio. And so far, it's been very money well spent. Plus, I can get 10 watts out of the 705 with this battery, which you can't get with a battery that's got a handheld battery based on the back of it. You can only get 5 out of that. If I can get 10 when I need to grab that, get on satellite, I can pump it up to 10 watts. Go ahead. I think Patrick's in there. Go ahead, Patrick. You're still in there.
And I'll say the same thing about Jerry's battery. I've heard a lot of good about those batteries. So, I've been looking at getting one myself.
One in a package deal when I bought a 857 Delta. And I've got it running this radio now. But yeah, you'll see them listed as like LIFEPO, LIFEPO4. I believe it's like bioeno.com, bioenno.com. And they've got various capacities and sizes. I think this one that I have is like a 20 amp hour. It's huge. But they're a lot lighter than equivalent size lithium batteries lithium ion batteries over here.
This one is, this one is only 4.5 amps. It's about 2.5 by 2.5 by 2.5, weighs maybe 15 ounces. It's really lightweight for the amount of amperage it puts out. I think it'll surge up to 9. This radio only runs about 2 on 10 watts, so it's not even close to capacity if they're pushing it too much. But I hear nothing but good reports about it. Some people complain about how expensive they are. That's the only caveat. But that website is great. Bioeno.com.
K4CHY, I don't know if they're listening or not, but you'll see a little bit of them in RC stuff because they are lighter than lithium ion, but not a lot. I have seen them used instead of lithium ions, like the 18650 packs. They'll have lithium iron phosphates in the 18650 size packs for quite long range stuff. But yeah, they are expensive, being fairly new technology, but as far as battery tech goes, but they definitely have some advantages. Go ahead, Patrick.
That's everything I read about them or heard about them and researched them, and they're probably one of the best batteries out there for the ham radio or amateur radio. So that's what I was looking at getting.
I'd really like to know what the discharge rates on them are. My ONO doesn't really publish that, you know, in RC stuff. We're used to things in lithium ions or lithium polymers, you know, up to 90C, 90 times the capacity of the battery, which is insane. Don't think they're quite that that high discharge rate, but they seem to be good enough for ham radios. So, you know, if you're running a 100-watt radio, you're probably knocking on between 20 and 30 amps. So they will handle that anyway.
Keith, with this one, I think the maximum discharge rate on this one is listed at 9 amps. But you know, you wouldn't, even this small of a battery, you wouldn't put it on anything even remotely close to something that needed that, you know, drew that many amps. And I think a 9 amp hour 12-volt one, that's what I was looking at on a higher power grid, and it ran 25 watts, so that, you know, without even breaking a sweat. But Bio-Inno does, you know, if you talk to the guy that runs the company, it's pretty easy to get in touch with, and they give you about all the information about discharge rates, and it lists some of them on there as well. But I think it's a good value personally, because it does have a warranty, which is unusual for a battery. Up to 2 years, it's kind of like one of these prorated warranty things, but you know, most of the time batteries don't, you know, they don't give you any warranty on a battery at all. Go ahead, Dave. I know you're still there.
W4DJW. I went in the house. Did we time out the repeater? I was keying it and nothing was coming back after I unkeyed.
Sir, Jerry's whole QSO there.
Okay. Well, I'm in the house now. I looked those batteries up. Which one did you get, Jerry?
4.5 amp 12-volt. It's got like a PVC cover over the battery pack. I mean, they're built into like a plastic case, but I don't remember the model number. I think it's a 12-volt. It's not the ones for cranking. It's 12-volt. And I think one other thing, when Keith was mentioning RC, I think these things are used for electronics and gliders, like, you know, full-size gliders, because they are, you know, because they're a little safer than some of the other forms of battery pack. But I read or heard somebody mention that they use them in some gliders. Anyway, it's interesting technology there. Like I said, it's not, it may not be the latest and greatest, but it seems to work well for a ham application, because it's just, they're much lighter and much smaller than anything else is, and they got such a good voltage curve, because they run 13 volts all the way out almost to the point of exhaustion with them. And they got all the circuit protections in them as well, which, you know, with lithium, that's always important to have something like that.
Well, I found one. Patrick sent me a link, and I found one on Amazon, EcoWorthy. And the one he sent me is Bio-Inno Power. Is that, what was the brand that you got, Jerry?
Bio-Enno, and HRO sales too. You can buy them direct from the company. They're the same price regardless of where you get them. They don't, those places don't discount them. You just get, of course, with HRO, you get free shipping if you combine it with anything over $100.
Those are expensive. 12 volts, 9 amp hours for $122. Those, yeah, they should warranty them. They could, well, I don't know how much it costs them to build them, but that's kind of expensive. That's even in terms of lithium polymer batteries. And you say they're pretty lightweight?
That version I have weighs, I think it weighs maybe 15 ounces.
All right. Well, I'll have to look into those. Anyway, I thought I'd say goodbye because I couldn't say it when I was out in the truck. I don't know what happened out there. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, take care. Have a good day, W4DJW.
Just looked at mine, and it is a 20 amp hour, and I never looked at the label. It says it's a 40 amp max continuous discharge rate. So it's got a 2C discharge rate. So to run a radio, you know, a high power radio, you need to go up on capacity to have the discharge rate there. But yeah, I never even looked at the label. I'd look them up on the website and didn't see a discharge rate published. But there it was right there on the label, KN4THY.
Keith, I'm going to have to jump out. I've got things I got to try to get done today. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day, fellas.
Good day. Good talking to you, Dave. You're still listening. You have a good day, too. And, Keith, yeah, like I said, they're expensive. Ain't no doubt about that. But I like the form factor of them. It's pretty small.
Thank you, Dave. All right, Patrick, you and Dave, you as well. I'm not in here much longer either. You get back to work. I was just taking a break and heard y'all talking about that, and I've got one sitting up here. I'd kind of like to have one that's kind of mid-range between what you have and what I have, you know, something like you were talking about, like a 9-amp hour or maybe a 12-amp hour, something along those lines. To, you know, run like a dual band radio rather than an HF rig, over.
Keith, I know several of the satellite op guys that I know, if they're running like a 25-watt dual band rig, you know, just a portable rig, so you use it outside for satellite passes. Most of the guys are using the 9-amp hour versions, and that'll run 25 watts pretty easily. And like I said, I don't, you know, this radio didn't tax, you know, this battery at all. But you know, when you're hooking a battery up to, you know, especially an external battery, it's running 13 volts to, you know, radio's $1,200 radio. You want to be sure it's got, you don't have to worry about overcharging, undercharging, that sort of thing. It's just the circuitry inside the battery is what impressed me. And my brother-in-law does stuff like this for, he does work for the DOD, and he does battery technology and stuff like that, the UAV, and, you know, drone technology for the military and commercial stuff too at Georgia Tech. So he was pretty impressed with them. He said, that's pretty good battery technologies. I'm surprised that they're not more expensive than they are. I thought they were about 25% too high, but it's, you get what you pay for, I guess. But yeah, you've had yours a lot longer than I've had mine, but I've been happy with this and so far. We'll just see how it does over a period of time. N4DJC Friday.
Yeah, I think the first one I seen was, I can't remember the fella's call sign, but he's big in Summits on the Air. He's kind of a regional local guy. And he had one, you know, probably about the size you're running there, using it for QRP soda activation. And that's when I started looking into them, and then a friend of mine sold me the Safe 570 that he was not using anymore, and he had the battery and solar panels and charge controller and all to go with it. So I bought that package deal, and that's how I ended up with this one. Yeah, they are a little expensive. They've been out for a while. They're a little expensive, but I've been really impressed with this one.
Talking about Joe, I can't think of his call now. He does a lot of, he lives over in, I think he lives over in Atlanta here somewhere. I talk to him every once in a while on D-Star, and he does a good bit of satellite work and QRP work. That may be the guy you're talking about. He's used one for a long time, I think. There are others too, but the 705, the 4.5 amp seems to be the right size, because, like I said, I can get probably 9 hours worth of use out of it. But I don't run it for more than, that's at 10 watts, and that's probably 20%, you know, 80% less than 20% duty cycle on transmit. But I don't run it over 5 watts, I can get a lot more than that out of it normally. But it's just nice to, because see, the 705 only, it'll only run 10 watts with external power. The internal, you know, the battery, which is the same battery that goes on the ID51, is the same battery, so their handheld is the same battery the 705 uses. So you're going to get 5 out of it at 8.1 volts. When you knock it up to 13, you can get the full 10 out of it.
I would love to have a 705. I've got a 7300, and it baffles me why they didn't do the D-Star stuff in the 7300, and then you do have it on the 705. But yeah, I believe that might be the guy that I'm talking about, because I think when I first seen him, the Gwinnett, I believe it is, radio club down there, does, or used to, I don't know what they've done since COVID, but they used to do the Gwinnett Tech Fest or something like that. And that's where I first seen him at. And I've actually seen BioNO, or maybe it wasn't BioNO themselves, but it was somebody selling BioNO at Lawrenceville, and I believe Waynesville last time there was somebody there with BioNO batteries.
I used to go to Lawrenceville Ham Fest in Stone Mountain, you know, every year for years, and I'm going to go back. I think Stone Mountain's going to be on for this year. I think they may have had it last year. I used to go to Huntsville and Dayton, too, but I hadn't traveled that much in the last 5 or 6 years. But since they live out there, my brother lives in Duluth, you know, we used to go to all the area stuff. If they were a beat, somebody may be selling them there, because they... I think it's a good battery. And if you got a package deal with a controller and the panels too, you must have got a coil of deal, because those, the panels aren't too expensive. Those controllers can get real expensive in a hurry. And Joe and his wife both do those soda and activations and parts on there too. And I think that's probably the guy, because he may be a member of the Gwinnett Club. I'm not sure if he is or not, but it sounds like we're talking. We may be talking about the same guy, and he's a real nice guy. He and his wife both are. But I've talked to him several times, and he goes out and does the stuff too. That's just nice to talk to him. He's had the experience to do it, and can tell you what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, that's bound to be the same guy. And I've seen him at several Ham Fest, like I said, that Quinect Tech Fest or whatever it's called down there. I've only been to that once. It was pretty neat. It's not really strictly a Ham Fest. They had ham radio stuff, but they also had, you know, people with 3D printers and laser engravers and stuff like that. So it's kind of a combination of a ham fest and a maker fest. But yeah, it's pretty neat. They had they were doing soldering classes for kids, where they were putting together little kits and things of that nature. But yeah, that was the first time I had met him, and you're right, he was a really nice guy, was really into, talking about what he does and giving you tips and stuff. But yeah, they did have Lawrenceville, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest last year. Don't know if you know Stacy in 4OEQ. Him and I usually carpool down there. I think that's one of the better ham fests around. We did go to Waynesville. I believe that was last year also. Enjoyed that one too. But yeah, we'll We'll definitely go back to Lawrenceville, and probably if we hadn't missed Waynesville, well, it is this year, too.